Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get with our buddy Benjamin Watson now, former NFL tight end, a Super Bowl champ, and one of the most respected guys in the game. He's got a great perspective, one of the good people on this planet. I think everybody that knows Benjamin Watson has good things to say about him. And he's with us here on the show, Tiki and Tierney. Benjamin, welcome back. How you doing today, man?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. How are you?
We are fantastic. Yeah, man, you are re-releasing your book here, Under Our Skin, and it feels like it's coming at such a poignant and important time. As we all know, the Derek Chauvin trial is the verdict is in, and we'll find out here in a little while what ultimately comes down. But, you know, race in this country and athletes who are speaking out up again about race have become, I think, synonymous to sports. You know, did you see it getting this deep? Not just in, I mean, obviously in our world culture, but in the sports culture. Did you see it ever getting that deep?
You know, if you would ask me 5 years ago of so many players across so many different sports, men and women's sports, even international sports would be involved in speaking about some of these things, I wouldn't have envisioned this. But at the same time, we know that we stand on the shoulders of giants, and we know about so many athletes before us, going back to, you know, Jackie Robinson and Jim Brown and Carlos, all these guys that spoke about what was happening in their culture. We understand the power of sport. And so on the one hand, it's exciting to see, but we have to look at the history and say, you know, athletes have always been at the forefront of so many different social movements. This time is just our generation's turn.
Benjamin, what was it like when you go back? You were drafted in 04 was your first year. Long, distinguished, lengthy career. So, I mean, you might not remember top of mind, but to the best of your knowledge, can you recreate some of the conversations in the locker room back then? I agree that like the depth of what was discussed probably wasn't as apparent, mm-hmm. No social media, et cetera. But what was it like in 04? Bring us back at this point, you know, 16, 17 years. Talk to us about that.
Well, you're talking about the MySpace generation.
That's right.
Messenger, yeah. And no iPhones. And so on the one hand, you have a situation where many people will say, oh, man, we weren't talking about it all the time. And in one respect, they're right as far as, you know, just a 24/7 news cycle about some of these things. But now the great thing is we have the iPhone, everybody catches the video. And so we're able to see things that many communities have been speaking of all this time. Now it's laid bare for the entire world to see. And so we need to be equipped how to have these conversations. And, you know, in my book, Under Our Skin, you know, it really is talking about how do we have these conversations in a way that is faithful but honest and respect different people's perspectives while still upholding truth.
Well, yep.
So back then we weren't having a lot of these conversations, but it's not that the situations and the problems weren't as apparent.
So in 2004, the access to the world was obviously very different. You weren't immersed in the data because it wasn't just popping up on your phone all the time. But while that can be very heavy and divisive, as we know, I sense that, you know, the locker rooms today, you know, no matter what side you're on, no matter what you look like, that there's a greater, not even tolerance, you shouldn't have to tolerate opposing views, but a willingness to listen to two different points of view than there were in the early 2000s. That I feel like that's grown a lot. Is that accurate?
I would agree. I would agree. And I would say that true unity comes from understanding. We can have, and Dr. King talked about this a lot, that, you know, the goal is not the absence of any sort of tension. The goal is to see the tension, walk head on into it, and then understand and come out of it in a better place. And you're exactly right. When we're able to see these things, look, it's going to get uncomfortable. It is going to be difficult. There are going to be tears. There's going to be anger. There's going to be misunderstanding. There's going to be all those things, almost like an NFL training camp. But when you exit that training camp and you've dealt with it the right way, mm-hmm. and you face each other as men and as human beings, then you can come out of it with a greater sense of unity and understanding and love for one another, because you haven't walked away from the problem. You've entered into it with the right attitude and framework, because it's laid bare and you had to.
Yeah, no, when gotcha. I think, you know, and you touch on these so poignantly, and your book is being re-released, Under Your Skin. Just want to get that out there. So definitely check it out, because Benjamin, as we all know, at least if you follow him, he's one of the most thoughtful individuals that's ever laced it up, and really outside of the game as well. And I wonder, we saw, you know, Brett Favre, what was it, last week, talking about how fans aren't watching the games anymore because they don't want to see this. They don't want to see politics. They just want to see the game. And I get it. But it's also a fine line where you don't want to take away from this amazing sport that you and I both had the fortune to do for a long time, and, you know, elevate ourselves, our brands, our pocketbooks, right, our wallets. So, you know, how do you find that happy medium as a current player? And I think it's advice that a lot of current players, they need, and they're interested in finding out.
Well, number one, you know, it's important that whatever you're involved with as a player, that you educate yourself. And you don't have to know everything about everything, but there's a process that comes along with maturation of educating yourself on the thing that you're speaking about. Also, it's not just the what you say, it's the how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're talking about a certain issue, how do you speak about it? Is it in a way that condemns someone else? Is it a way that insults somebody else? Or are you presenting the facts? Are you speaking about it passionately and in seeking to explain and unify people? It is imperative that players, you know, we pay taxes, we vote, we're mothers and fathers, we're spouses, we're children. We do all the things everybody else does. And so while people look at sports as a vacation for some people, for us, it is our livelihood and it is our day to day. And so while the main thing is obviously football and the thing is sports, there is an incredible opportunity and responsibility to be involved in making the world better. That's what these guys and these women want to do. When you get to know them, they genuinely care. It is not about, tooting their own horn or creating some sort of strife or misunderstanding. They care about the world that they are living in, and they're using that platform to talk about the things that are most important to them.
So we're talking to Benjamin Watson, former tight end, NFL. He just re-released his new book, and it's entitled Under Our Skin, available at Amazon.com. I'm going to hit you. It's probably it's an all-encompassing, and it's quite frankly, it's probably too heavy for a sports show, but I want to ask you. So I have long said, Benjamin, that I think the greatest problem in society is that we really don't listen to each other. At the end of the day, now, there's other inherent issues, and we talk about them on a day-to-day basis, but we really don't effectively listen. You know, when you watch, whether it's CNN, whether it's Fox, whether it's MSNBC, any network, whatever, where there's different sides, right, or different takes, people come on, and they come armed with 3, 4, or 5 bullet points, and they rifle through them, and they yell, and they spout them out, and the other person's volleying back their bullets, same thing. Nothing's being accomplished. Nobody's listening. Nobody's trying to change. Nobody's processing what you're saying because they're too busy saying what they have to say. I think our greatest issue is that we don't listen to each other as a society. What do you think our greatest issue is?
I think that is an issue. I think that we don't listen to learn or listen to understand. We listen to respond and we listen to be affirmed. We listen to be affirmed in what we already think to be the truth. We don't want to be challenged. And so that is a great issue, but the even bigger issue that we have is the human heart. And, you know, I address this in my book. You know, when it comes to race, we must address institutions, we must address policy, we must address systems, but we also must address the human heart. the human heart is wicked. The human heart hates people. It has anger issues. It has race issues, prejudice, favoritism. All those sorts of things flow out of our heart. And so we must address the human heart as much as we address the institutions on the outside. And so we're in a situation when it comes to this issue of race that, you know, we clearly in this country can't get it together, but also in world history, we haven't been able to get it. This is something that has lasted for a long time. This is just our flavor.
Yeah.
And so I agree with you that learning is part of it and listening is part of it. But we battle against physical and spiritual forces when it comes to this issue right now.
Yeah, that's well said, Benjamin. You know, as I mentioned at the top, the Derek Chauvin trial is finished. The verdict is going to come down probably in the next 15 or 20 minutes here or so. And we don't know what the reaction is going to be. But if you were counseling, and I'm sure in some capacity you will do this anyways, what are you telling athletes and really society as a whole? How should we respond to this, regardless of what the verdict is?
Regardless of what the verdict is, I thought about this about a week ago, a few days ago. And so many times our enemy is painted in black and white or in someone's face or a person or entity that we are up against. But our goal is always justice. And that comes from people with different stripes. It comes from people with different backgrounds. Our enemies are not simply the people in front of us. Our enemy is injustice. And so no matter what or who it comes from, we have to always keep sight of the goal. I'm not trying to defeat you. I'm trying to defeat the evil that is being perpetuated in different ways in our current state in this country. And specifically when it comes to this trial, I mean, my message, my hope is that justice be done. That's all anybody hopes for. We don't hope for tit for tat. We don't hope for retaliation. The goal and the most indispensable greatness, the most indispensable element of greatness, as Dr. King said, was justice. And so in the coming days, look, depending on what happens, there's going to be protests on all different sides. There's going to be people having their opinion. There's going to be appeals. There's going to be all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
We also must remember that this is one case, a watershed case. Don't get me wrong. But there are so many things outside of this that we must continue to strive for. And I'm excited to see how athletes continue to use their platforms, and not just athletes, but those who they inspire to love and to learn and to lead and to lament with their fellow brothers and sisters.
Hopefully everybody keeps their head. It's going to be either way, it's going to be intense next couple of days. So let's pray for everybody for sure.
No doubt.
Benjamin, good stuff, man. Again, the book is re-released. It's called Under Our Skin at Amazon.com. Distinguished career, big things in your future. Benjamin Watson, thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks as always for having me, guys. Good to talk to you. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.